boy squad. The boy squad. Look. I ain't gonna say it back cause you come in the booth.
Well, I
see how it goes. Step brothers. Step brothers.
Yeah, brothers.
For life. Lead off.
Twice a week we was going cross state to Memphis. And bruh brought me that cross face crippler. Said y'all should do some music, y'all could make a difference. I ain't gon' lie, I was indifferent. And yo guy that caught me, said he was thinking about signing him. Asked me if I'd ever heard of him and say he reminded him of me. I ain't know how to tape that, wonder what made him say that. I jumped in the car like, where that tape at? Right then I replayed that. Pulled up to the studio, and Mo was watching ESG TV on the computer screen. And all I could say was, dude, call.
Yeah.
He the truth, though. One take with the flip camera in the booth, and every beat, he got a new flow. I knew his influence would grow. He shared a letter to his son with us, and he let us peek into his soul. Prior to Step Brothers 1, never knew we'd be doing 4. At least I know who he do it for. His 4 plus 4, little ones. Yeah, that's all he rap about. 2010, me and Red Dot at the left court came down to record for the Human Torch. We was at the trap house. Fast forward, now we performing nationwide tours in front of a packed house. We did it ourselves if you ask how. Split down the middle and cash out. Step Brothers for life, nigga.
Step Brothers for life.
Starlito, where exactly are you from?
I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
And Don Tripp, what part of town are you from?
East Memphis.
You're from East Memphis.
Yeah.
You're from East Nashville.
Yeah.
And so is that the origin of how this thing came together? How did the Step Brothers come together, this whole idea?
For life. I was in my live-in studio with my brother Jay Fitz. While I was in between records, he tried to hand me a disc. He like, listen to this. Like Brian Sis. I'm like, man, I heard all these niggas. I'm never convinced. Then he threw that shit in. I took it back out the deck. I wouldn't admit it back then, but I was rather impressed. This is back when I considered every rapper as food. I knew this nigga was sick. He needed alphabet soup. I'm on the road with Yo Gotti. He made a stop in the Ville. He said, you gotta meet Star. I'm like, what's the big deal? So I went to a spot to really see how he live. Enough guns in that motherfucker to beef a career. I'm like, these niggas crazy. These niggas ill. They got AKs under blankets like a nigga can't see him. Then they walked me upstairs so I can see how he work. The first day I met Star, he got me paid for a verse. That was the realest shit ever. I would never forget it. He couldn't have known I was broke. I needed that like a kidney. He was cooler than I thought, but I was still indifferent. Until his homeboy Ed came through with that Prince's chicken. And ever since then, me and Jermaine been on a mission. 3 studio sessions and Step Brothers 1 was finished. We was out in LA, I had just signed with Kool & Dre. They told me it was a really bad idea to drop that tape. I'm like, alright, cool, whatever you say. I hung up that phone and we dropped that tape the same day. And history was made against everyone's advice. We bet the house on each other and rolled the dice. Step Brothers for life.
Step Brothers for life.
Yeah. And then history was made against everyone's advice. We bet the house on each other and rolled the dice. Step Brothers for life.
Step Brothers for life. Step Brothers for
life. We met late 2010. We actually met through Yo Gotti. Each on the road doing some things with him. Yeah. And we landed in the studio together.